most people, the first thing they think of is, well, you want your mascot to be something that might be tough, strong, intimidating, agile.
Do we have hornets in Louisiana?
We do, but quite honestly, we really don't have hornets till you get a little bit north of here. You've got to get on the North Shore before you get bald-faced hornets, which are in the genus Dolichos vespula. They're the nearest hornet we've got.
Carolyn, why do birds make good mascots?
I've always thought birds are more a reference to the city or to the state or region rather than an illusion of toughness. Although I do want to point out that, you know, a lot of birds eat bugs, so, you know, we've got that going for us.
Zach, how does a hornet threaten its enemies and scare them off?
Well, the hornet doesn't give a whole lot of warning first. Hornets live in large groups, and if you get too close to their home, a certain number of individuals will come out to defend it. And the way they defend is by flying to, landing on, and stinging whatever it is that's threatening them.
And Carolyn, what does a pelican do in the face of an enemy?
Pelicans can be quite ferocious. They do have one wicked tooth on the tip of their bill that they can use for both defense and offense. They're also, depending on the species, they can be quite aggressive, flapping wings and coming at you with everything they've got.
Zach, how do you think Hugo the Hornet did in terms of displaying hornet-like behavior?
Well, I had occasion to go to some Hornets events where I was showing off bugs, and Hugo, of course, was there. And I don't know who was under that mask, but he was really cool. I definitely liked Hugo. Now, was he a good hornet? Well, unfortunately, he only had two legs, and hornets are supposed to have six, but I don't think there was much he could do about that. The general body shape that they made for that mascot wasn't too bad, and he waggled his abdomen a lot. You know, there are reasons that hornets, from a behavioral standpoint, when they're communicating with one another, may move their abdomen back and forth. And so, you know, when a person dances and you got that little butt wiggle that you do, you know, Hugo would do that. I don't think he was doing it with any thought to what hornets normally do, but I'm trying to give him some props, you know, for doing something that is similar to hornet behavior.
Well, it will be the same performer serving as the pelican mascot as has been performing Hugo the Hornet. And Carolyn, I wanted to know if you had any suggestions for him. Are there any behaviors you think he could do that would help him be biologically accurate and get the crowd all stirred up?
Oh, sure. And in fact, I'd like to invite him out to the zoo to meet up with our pelican gang one-on-one so he could get some idea of what they're like. Our guys, when they're trying to be as threatening as possible, will stand as upright as they can on their legs and opening up their wings, lifting up their heads and just pumping their wings for all they're worth, and it makes them pretty big and pretty scary up close.
Zach Lemon and Carolyn Atherton of the Audubon Nature Institute, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.